won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Last night, I drove down to Metamora to attend the event that was being hosted by the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee. Chairwoman Lori Skibo, Vice Chair Braden Jacobazzi put on an event, hosted Dr. John Eastman. He was the constitutional professor, constitutional lawyer, years of legal experience resume, arguing in front of the United States Supreme Court 15 times. Well, after the November 2020 election, President Donald Trump retained Dr. Eastman to be his lawyer, to research and to look at the Constitution, look at the laws, look at every single thing specifically having to do with elections in basically five states. Our state of Michigan, because of what we were going through at the time here in Antrim County. You remember Bill Bailey's lawsuit in front of Judge Kevin Elsenheimer's courtroom. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Specifically, to look at the election laws in those states, as well as the U.S. Constitution with regards to the Electoral College. You all remember January 6th of 2021? Well, Republican electors, duly elected by our party in Michigan, looking at a situation to basically consider whether or not Vice President Mike Pence should consider not certifying those states because of all the ambiguity and all the things that were happening. Kind of interesting, because the situation that took place was he being hired as an attorney to give advice to the president and the vice president. Well, all of this was fully explained in the documentary that they produced and premiered at Mar-a-Lago back in January of this year. Why? because Dr. John Eastman is being sued in these states. Some of these states are going so far as to basically trying to get him debarred from the Bar Association to remove his law license in their states. Folks, this is a horrific thing that this man's going through. He was in Metamora last night. We're going to have him on in the next segment to talk about where he's going next, for you to be able to come and see this documentary and to ask him questions. So we're excited to have met him last night in person, hooked up with him. Hopefully technology will work, and we'll add him in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Got on board a westbound 747.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three here on this Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. John Eastman. He is the attorney that I spoke about. Occurring here across the country. Dr. Eastman, if you could just unmute your microphone, we'll add you into the studio. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. It's a pleasure to be on your program.
Hey, sir, you were at Metamora last night. You guys shared with us the documentary that you had premiered there at Mar-a-Lago with the president, and it was very well done, very detailed, explaining everything that you're going through and all the legal battles you're fighting. You have some other events here in northern Michigan. I'd like you to, if you could, share with the audience, where are you going to be next, and where are you going after that? How long are you going to be here in the state of Michigan?
Well, I'm here all week. We're on a four-city tour screening the Eastman Dilemma, Lawfare or Justice documentary. And as you pointed out, we were in Metamora last night, but tonight we'll be in Gladwin County, tomorrow we'll be in Lansing, and then South Haven out on the west side. And then on Thursday afternoon, we'll be up in Wayne County. And people can get all the details of that at magnificentrepublic.com.
Magnificentrepublic.com.
Yes, .com. And all the details, the times, as well as the addresses are listed there. And I hope people will come out and watch the movie with us and take advantage of the opportunity to throw questions at me, hardball questions if they've got them, about what we dealt with back in 2020.
Now, the lawfare that's been used against you, which is basically a legal tactic to cause you to have to retain attorneys to defend yourself and to counter these lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, in my opinion, brought against you. And many of these legal battles continue today.
Well, they do. A lot of people have seen the news about the district attorney down in Fulton County, Georgia, being disqualified. And this past week, the Georgia Supreme Court denying her appeal. But unfortunately, that doesn't end the case. It goes up to the prosecuting attorney's counsel in Georgia, and they'll appoint a new prosecutor to decide whether to keep going or dismiss it. So we've still got a fight on our hands there. Just yesterday in Arizona, the Arizona Court of Appeals rejected an appeal by the attorney general there, saying that she improperly instructed the grand jury and it needs to go back to a new grand jury. She lost her appeal of that, so we'll now see whether she takes a further appeal to the Arizona Supreme Court or convenes a new grand jury and starts over from scratch. So we're still dealing with that. And then after what I believe is the longest and most expensive bar disciplinary proceeding in history in California, we're still fighting the bar court's recommendation that I be disbarred because of my representation of President Trump. And that now goes to the California Supreme Court, and we hope they will take it up and reject that recommendation. But we're still fighting that. Those are three of the 18 different actions that I've been dealing with since the election all over the country. There were even some cases that were finally dismissed against me up in Rhode Island that I didn't even know had been filed. So we've been dealing with a lot, but it's important because I think what went on in 2020 and the right of the people to challenge it through the constitutional right to petition their government for redress of grievances. Look, if we don't have free and fair elections, as I don't think that one was by a long shot, we no longer have consent of the governed. And that's a cornerstone of our Republican form of government.
Now, one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting, just point of clarification, are you a resident of the state of California?
I was. I no longer am. My wife and I left many years ago into her home state of New Mexico. But I've been still very active in California, and okay, my law firm is still based in California.
Okay, because one of the things that we were dealing with here in the Antrim County case with Bill Bailey, and Matt DiPernell at the time was the attorney of record on that case, is after it went through Judge Kevin Elsenheimer, I know Judge Kevin Elsenheimer personally, his daughters received death threats in Traverse City, where they went to high school. And Judge Elsenheimer basically said, you know what, I'm just going to dismiss this case and allow you guys to appeal it, deal with an appellate court down in Lansing. Three judges can't be threatened like I am being threatened. Basically, ultimately, finding we didn't have legal standing. This is a argument that these judges ultimately dismiss all these cases over. And my question last night, I didn't get to ask you. I had to leave to get back home to do the show. But my question is, how does California have legal standing when the cases that President Trump requested you hired you to be his legal counsel, he wasn't challenging California's results. He was looking at our state of Michigan and Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Wisconsin. Why would California even have legal standing to try to get you disbarred?
Well, because I was a licensed attorney in California, and they're claiming that if I made false statements elsewhere, that was exhibiting moral turpitude that they can then disbar me for. Now, two problems with that. Even if my statements were false, they're constitutionally protected. Supreme Court's been very clear about that. But second, they weren't false. When I said dead people voted, one of the charges against me was Eastman said dead people voted, and he knew that was not true because the Michigan Inspector General had already determined only 1,500 dead people voted. Well, that meant that my statement was true. And, right. You know, so, but the other problem with the California proceeding is due process requires that you be allowed to call witnesses to support your claims. And because all of the activity that they were looking at occurred outside of California, I did not have any legal ability to compel people to come testify on my behalf in California. The subpoena power doesn't reach beyond the state lines. And if people said, look, Eastman, I'd love to support you, but Jack Smith in D.C. is investigating me along with President Trump. I can't. My lawyers are telling me not to say anything, so I'm not going to come testify. And the judge refused to let us then substitute in other witnesses who would come. That's a huge due process problem, and we're challenging that as well.
Unbelievable. To this point, since Donald Trump first retained you to give advice to him as well as Vice President Mike Pence over the November 2020 election, prior to the Electoral College being certified on January 6, 2021, how much money have you had to expend in your legal defense in all these various cases?
So we're north of $1.6 million, I think knocking on the door of $1.7 million so far in dealing with these 18 different actions, including the three that are still ongoing. And I think, look, if either of the criminal charges in Georgia or Arizona go to trial, you can add another $1 million to $2 million on there. I think we'll easily exceed $2 million, and if either one of those goes to trial, it could be up to $3 or $4 million. That's part of the goal here, by the way. It's part of the goal is to bankrupt you into submission, not only so that you'll give up, but that will scare the bejesus out of anybody else that would dare take on these kind of cases again.
Absolutely. Well, as a result, you've organized a givesendgo.com/Eastman is the page that you chose to fund this with. GoFundMe, of course, would have absconded with all your donations, but GiveSendGo, a very Christian company way of doing this. People can go to that particular website, look your story over, and donate whatever they can afford. Is that what we're asking people to do today?
That is. And you know what? That's a Christian site. People can also send prayers, and they're very important. My wife and I read them. They're heartwarming. But we also use it as a bit of a blog to keep people apprised of the latest developments. And I encourage everybody to go to that site, givesendgo.com/Eastman, and look up Update 43 while you're there, and read the article linked there by my two children defending their dad. It'll be careful, though. It'll bring tears to your eyes. But read that article. You'll get a real good sense of what we're dealing with. And also that this is not just an attack on me, but they're trying to destroy my family as well. The latest list of subpoenas that Senator Chuck Grassley released last week included the bank account, the financial institution where my kids' 529 accounts are held. And that's the only account that's there. So what business did they have looking into my kids' 529 accounts? This is a gross abuse of our law enforcement processes that occurred in the Biden administration. And people need to become aware of what's been going on so that we can hold people that did this accountable, criminally accountable, so that people will get the message they shouldn't be doing that kind of conduct and won't ever do it again.
Now, for those of us who can't make it to these other venues while you're here in the state of Michigan, is there a way for folks to be able to go and view your documentary? Is there a website that they can go to and view it and share it with others?
Yes, MadisonMediaFund.org. Madison Media Fund is the producers of the movie, and they have on their website still a free streaming of the Eastman Dilemma. You just go to their website, and it's down there. It's listed as completed project, and you can actually you can watch the trailer to get tantalized, but you can watch the whole film there as well.
Yes, and again, I have that website pulled up, folks. If you would like me to text you a link to it, just text me Eastman, E-A-S-T-M-A-N, a very tagline for his givesendgo.com/Eastman. Just text me Eastman. I'll send you a link not only to the Give, Send, Go page, but also to the MadisonMediaFund.org's website and completed projects. You'll see it right there listed. You can see his face. The Eastman Dilemma, Lawfare or Justice? And that's what you can share with groups. If you have a meeting, upcoming meeting, a Republican monthly meeting, a lot of our folks still involved in various activities, you can go to that website and actually show this in public. There's no licensing fee required. Folks can do that and show that movie publicly, Dr. Eastman?
Yes, they can, at least for now. There are a couple of things in the works where it'll go up on a paid platform, and then we'll have to take it down from the free stream. But if they've got a significant size group and they watch the movie together, if we can work out the logistics of it, I'll zoom in on a Zoom call to take a short Q&A after the film if people are so inclined. They can get in touch with you if they're interested in that, and then you can connect me up with them.
Very good. Excellent, excellent. Well, the only thing I can say, we too are currently involved in a lawsuit here at the radio station and my show, frivolous lawsuit in my opinion. I spoke the truth. I had First Amendment rights, but yet we have to hire an attorney and defend ourselves. Nowhere near the cost of the money that you're going through, sir. But all I can say is our prayers are with you. Stay strong. Stay strong for your family, your wife, your children. And hopefully, God willing, you will prevail. Final thoughts, sir, before I let you go.
Well, thank you to you and to your audience for keeping the light shining on any illegality in elections. This is so critical if we're going to keep our republic, if you can keep it, as Benjamin Franklin famously said at the end of the Federal Convention.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And we need the active involvement of all of us to keep it.
Amen, sir. Again, stay strong. God bless you, sir. Our prayers are with you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.